Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
As the Drifters bring this back, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And welcome to my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Having a great visit with Laurie Hauptmann and Yale Hauptmann. They're partners in the law firm of Hauptmann and Hauptmann, and they're out of New Jersey, New York. That's where they're licensed. And they're elder care estate planning attorneys. Laurie, thanks again for being here. Yale, you too.
I think we lost Laurie, so I'm going to hand her my phone. Did we lose Laurie?
Hi.
There you go.
Yeah, there she is. The same thing.
There she is. All right, here we go.
I went onto Yale's phone.
Okay, good. Hi. So Laurie, tell us what the coronavirus pandemic has done to your clients. What has it caused them to do to take action about their estate planning, especially in things that they might have been a little more lax about before? How's it changed things?
Well, I think the COVID-19 has really taught everyone that life is unpredictable and that we always knew that there are dangers that are out there, but more abstract to most people, a stroke, an aneurysm, a heart attack, which we were always concerned about, which are sudden, unexpected health concerns. But what we found with COVID was, first of all, it was something that completely came out from, you know, left field, and it impacts and affects everybody of all ages. And so people that put off their planning documents in a sense of saying, well, I only need documents as I get older, and therefore my risk factors increase, it's really not an accurate conclusion because, first of all, by the way, you could cross the street and get hit by a car and be injured and need someone to pay your bill.
That's right.
And you could be 20 years old. You could, you know, end up with some kind of a, you know, we have had people, I had a 32-year-old have a heart attack recently. Unusual, yes, not common, but it happened. And if you don't have the planning documents in place, you limit your family for assisting with financial decision making and healthcare decision making.
Give us a list of those documents.
What is the list that we should be working on? So everybody over the age of 18, everyone over the age of 18 should have a financial durable power of attorney. That's a document that allows somebody to be able to handle finances
if you're incapacitated.
For you. It's not necessarily if you're incapacitated. We stressed a power of attorney can be springing, what you're talking about, where it comes into effect upon a certain event, such as incapacity.
Right.
Or it can be immediate, which is the one that I recommend. Because
if it's immediate, see, when you say things like that, Laurie, it makes people say, I'm not going to give people the power to take over my life if I'm okay.
Well, I'll tell you, I understand the concern about that, and we can do springing, but I'll give you a scenario. At least a husband and wife, believe it or not, they need powers of attorney for each other. And you may ask, well, why? Aren't most of their accounts joint? And the answer is their biggest accounts are likely not joint because they're probably retirement accounts.
Right.
Retirement accounts are not joint. And you have
Why would you not use a springing example and let people manage their own, not worry about whether somebody could take over their life on their own? And just
I'll tell you. I can use springing depending upon the event or situation, but I'll give you an example. I had a husband and wife recently that owned property in another state. Every time they needed to do a transaction in the other state or another place, they had to go both go. If you have a financial power of attorney that does not have that springing event, meaning an incapacity, they were able to do that transaction without an incapacity declaration.
Yeah.
So some people want that convenience and want the ability. And here's the big, big issue. And it comes down to this, the word trust. You can't appoint anyone to a fiduciary role unless you trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people say to me, even at seniors who need an agent under a power of attorney, say to me, well, what happens if my kid sells my house from under me?
Right.
Well, guess what I say back to them? Don't pick that kid.
Yeah.
If you think that that kid could do that,
but also we also know that people, when they get older, they change. Sometimes people do things when they get older; their mental capacity begins to alter. And you know, I've seen this happen in families, and so it's a tricky situation. But this is why you need help, folks. This is why you need people who
and you need
do work,
guidance.
Laurie,
and every situation.
Yeah.
Yes, and every situation, by the way, is different. You may give me a scenario that I would say springing is appropriate. Then you may give me another scenario in which an immediate PAV attorney would be appropriate.
Right.
And by the way, a healthcare PAV attorney is always springing. It only comes into effect when you lack the ability to make healthcare decisions.
But also,
you have the right to.
You can have a quick power of attorney too. You can make that happen instantaneously for an event.
Yes, except you have
an event. You can have an event power of attorney, right?
You could have an event like a closing on a real estate place. Yes, that's a power of attorney. People have done those.
My accountants have power of attorney with the IRS for me. That's it, but that's all.
Right. So those are specific ones. You can have limited powers of attorney where it's based upon a certain
Just get educated about these things, folks. And
correct.
Laurie Yale, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you guys for being here. You want to give us the website quickly, please?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Laurie and Yale Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get them back another day. I got to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk to our good friend Mike Daniels, and we're going to find out what's going on in the world of technology. He's one of the most honest brokers and a legendary tech pioneer. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.